So welcome, hello, namaste, annyeonghaseyo. So I'm an Indian 18-year-old girl here starting my new podcast about the one and only K-dramas. So back in India in year 2020, K-dramas took a very high leap and they are watched by many Indian young girls and boys, and they love it because of their plot, their storyline, concept, actors and everything else, their music, everything about K-dramas is just so good, and that's why I watch them. So here I am to share my experiences and my point of views and my reviews and everything. So in this podcast, episode by episode, you'll learn about you'll know about different Korean dramas. So I'll review them for you, I'll give you recommendations, I'll try to cover all the genre of K-dramas, because I personally love every genre of K-dramas. So I hope you guys will like it. So as today is the first episode, I'm not going to talk about any particular K-drama here. I'm just going to talk about my K-drama journey, like how I began my K-drama journey, how I started watching K-dramas, how I got addicted to them, how I got into them, like how I came to know about them, and etc, etc. And from the next episode, I'll definitely review one K-drama per episode, and I'll try and convince my friends as well who watch K-dramas to review them with me, because you would not be limited to my opinion and my point of view for them. If more people are there, you will be open to many more point of views and many more opinions, which will make it easy for you to judge if you want to watch a particular K-drama or not. And in this, I'll mostly try to do this podcast in English language, but maybe some Hindi phrases or some Hindi slangs would come in between naturally, because I'm an Indian and Hindi is my language. But I'll definitely try to put it in English mostly. So I really hope you enjoy, and if you enjoy, please share this with as many people as you want and as many people as you can who love K-dramas. And yeah, so I'll mostly talk about my K-drama journey, and it is an irony that my K-drama journey never began with a K-drama. My K-drama journey began with a C-drama. And for all who don't know that, K-drama is Korean dramas and C-drama is Chinese dramas. So my Korean drama journey began with a C-drama. I was just scrolling through Instagram and I saw a clip of one show, and I loved it so much that I wanted to watch the whole show, seeing only 30 seconds clip. So this show was a Chinese drama called Put Your Head on My Shoulder. Many of you have heard of this K-drama, because it's very popular. It's available in dubbed versions as well in India right now. But back then, when I saw it in early 2020, my boards got over with my first entrance exam, and then I watched it. So yeah, I loved it, I absolutely loved it. Then I watched 2-3 C-dramas more, like Skate Into Love, Love O2, and My Girlfriend Is an Alien. Then in lockdown, I watched my first K-drama ever, which was My Love From the Star, which stars very popular, Kim So Hyun and Jun Ji Hyun. My one friend who is a K-drama fan has herself, she recommended me that, and she literally told me to watch it because she absolutely loves Kim So Hyun. So she forced me to watch it. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it, and I watched it and I loved it. Like, but I never got addicted to K-dramas because of seeing my first K-drama. It was very nice. Like, the experience of watching a K-drama was amazing. I started watching it in dubbed, but I hated it, so I preferred to watch it with English subtitles. So I watched it, I completed it, and it was very nice. But then I had a break of like 2-3 months because my another exam was going on. Then after September, like in September, in early September, I had my exams, and after that I saw another, like I was getting many recommendations about K-dramas, and my this friend who recommended me My Love from the Star recommended me to watch It's Okay to Be Not Okay, which is also a Kim So Hyun drama, like which also stars Kim So Hyun. So she was like, dekh, it's very nice and all of that. I was like, okay, I'll watch it then. But one K-drama that was standing out from like every aspect, like many people were recommending it at the same time, like many friends, and every YouTube recommendation and everything was about that K-drama, and it was none other than Crash Landing on You. I'll not get into the deep review and something like that, but it was a very nice K-drama. Like, the reviews were to die for, and the storyline was also very interesting. So I wanted to watch that first, so I began to watch that. Then which stars, like I'll get into a deep review later on. So with that, Crash Landing on You was very 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 amazing K-drama. Like, I loved it. And then after Crash Landing on You, I saw Crash Landing on You in, I guess, September or October. September and October mein I watched it. Uske baad mein I watched It's Okay to Be Not Okay, and it was very nice. Like, these both K-dramas were so diverse with their content, and the storyline was so interesting. Like, you can get every genre of like film, and every genre in this. Like, you can get suspense, you can get thrill, action, romance, drama, melodrama, everything you can get in this. It was very nice to watch both of them. Then I saw in February, then 1 or 2 months I got to break for opposite because my college began and exams were going on and everything was bad. I never got time to start. So in February I started Descendants of the Sun, and after that there's no turning back. Like, since February I'm continuously watching K-dramas. I have literally watched maybe two or three international TV shows, like other than Korean dramas, in English language. I guess I literally barely saw any of them because I was so into K-dramas. Then I started watching, like, after Descendants of the Sun, I was all heart for Song Joong Ki, and now also I am. So yeah, after Descendants of the Sun, it was Startup, and then What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, and everything, like many True Beauty, and then Abhi, Strong Girl, and But I never got a chance to watch a Lee Min Ho drama. Like, people obsessed with Lee Min Ho, and I wanted to watch Legend of the Blue Sea, but I didn't watch it because I watched it first episode and I didn't like it, so I left it. But yeah, so this is my K-drama journey till now. Like, I have seen watching is 20-25k dramas till now, and I'm gonna review them one by one. So yeah, I hope you guys will like it, because I know there are many K-drama fans out there, and hope you like my podcast. And yeah, if you like it, please do share it with your friends and your fellow K-drama lovers. So bye bye guys, see you in the next episode, and till then, take care, bye bye.